joining us here live at Everbank Field is the president of the Jaguars, Mark Lamping. Mark, welcome. Nice crowd for this game. Done a lot of work in the offseason talking about tickets, and people have responded.
Well, this is an unbelievable football market with great passion, and you know, we just need to start winning some more football games. And I think that everything else is in place, and we have a very, very high level of confidence that clearly we're on the right way.
Mark, could you tell us about what's new here at Everbank Field? A lot of new additions.
Well, we've upgraded the terrace suites with adding terrace suite chalets, which is really a cool location to watch the games. We've continued to upgrade the food and beverage offerings. We've upgraded the North End Zone project, FanDuelville, which is going to be clearly the best place to enjoy fantasy football and a Jaguars game at the same place. And, you know, the staff here at Everbank Field continues to exceed everyone's expectations, and it shows in the response from our fans.
First down Steelers from the 31. Landry Jones is still in the game. Mark, you've done a lot here at the stadium. You've done a lot with small businesses. You did the small business breakthrough recently, which seemed to be a lot of fun. Everybody seemed to enjoy that. Jaguars Black, just a lot of business-to-business things, as well as your relationship
that
with the fans. Both things seem to be a dual-pronged idea that the Jaguars are part of Jacksonville's landscape.
Well, as I've said many times before, it starts with Shad's commitment and his expectations that we do every single thing we can to make sure we make Jacksonville a better place to live, and we're responsible to the community just like they support us.
We'll take a quick break here after the first quarter ends. 8-3 is the score. We'll be back with President Mark Lamping here live from Everbank Field right after this. This is on the Jaguars Television Network. We're here with Jaguars President Mark Lamping. And there's head coach Gus Bradley. You talked about winning more football games, but at the same time, this experience in the stadium has been voted the number one experience in every poll during the year, at the end of the year, the beginning of the year. You really have changed the dynamic inside the stadium.
Well, it's thanks to our fans, but also thanks to the wonderful support we receive from, you know, the corporate community here in Jacksonville. One of the best examples is U.S. Assure. You know, they've stepped up in a huge way to support the Jaguars with the U.S. Assure Club. And what we feel so good about that relationship is because it's the Petway family. And they were here from the very beginning, actually predated Wayne and Dolores Weaver, who did so much with their involvement with Touchdown Jacksonville. And to have U.S. Assure under Ty Petway's leadership as a partner hand-in-hand with us, you know, we couldn't ask for more.
You know, Marky, the last couple seasons have been rough statistically and, of course, in the win-loss record, but yet our fans continue to support us. Could you just comment about the fans again, about just really what they have brought to the table? They're sticking with the team, and they're excited, obviously, about this season.
Well, there's no question our fans have performed a lot better than we have. And, you know, that's a real tribute. And, you know, it's interesting. There was meetings in Chicago this week, and all the discussion was about which team is going to go to Los Angeles. Isn't it wonderful that Jacksonville is not in that conversation anymore, and they don't talk about blackouts anymore. We don't talk about the team relocating. We just talk about what we can do to have the best possible football experience. And, you know, I think we're just a better football team away from having something
Pittsburgh
that is really, really special.
Steelers call timeout with 13:08 here in the second.
30-second timeout.
And it's second down and six. Mark, there's a lot still going on with the Jaguars internationally. I know you're headed to London. The Jaguars play the Buffalo Bills the last weekend of October in London, the first full streaming game in NFL history. A lot of fun things that brings to the Jaguar name.
Well, London helps make Jacksonville a more secure NFL city, and I think people understand that. You know, it's one of the things that we're doing to try to create revenue streams that don't exist here that will allow us to have a stable franchise here in Jacksonville. And you know, the best part about it is it's also helping bring jobs to Jacksonville. So it's a win-win situation with revenue making us more stable and also bringing jobs to Jacksonville.